CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Everybody, please look at it. Have I got the star straight?
No.
More to the left.
Left?
Yes, that's better.
How's that?
Now, look, I don't fall off the ladder.
Mommy, look, I put more icicles on the tree. Aren't they beautiful?
Oh, lovely, Betsy. Now, you get ready for bed, darling.
Now, look, you better not go to bed until you put some cookies out for Santa Claus. Don't forget, he'll be coming tonight.
Oh, Daddy.
What do you mean, oh, Daddy?
Santa Claus.
Well, by golly, I certainly believe in Santa Claus. Don't you, Mommy, Aunt Effie?
Well, who else should say I do?
Say I do, too. Why, yes, if I didn't believe in him, maybe he wouldn't leave me any presents.
Oh, we all buy presents for each other.
Oh, well, that's what Christmas is, giving. But my goodness, Santa Claus certainly has presents for us, too.
Jimmy Owen said there isn't any Santa Claus, and he knows there isn't any.
Oh, he does he? Well, Jimmy Elwin knows more than your father?
Well, I don't know, but he knows there isn't any Santa Claus.
Well, I happen to know that he'll be stopping by here tonight.
Oh, Daddy, Santa Claus isn't coming.
Okay. If you don't want to see him. You've always missed him the other years because you didn't wake up, but I thought I'd stay awake tonight and wake you up myself when I heard him. But if you don't want to see him, okay.
Dear, I really think...
There isn't any Santa Claus. Jimmy Owen said so.
Look, do you believe everything Jimmy says? Why don't you see for yourself?
I've seen Santa Claus is downtown ringing bells, and they're just people dressed up like that.
Well, of course they are, honey. Don't you understand? They're just pretending. Now, you're not really a witch when you dress up on Halloween, are you? Well, the real Santa Claus doesn't show up until Christmas Eve. But if you don't want to see him...
I do want to see him. Well, I mean...
Oh, of course you do. Come on, darling. Aunt Effie will help you get some cookies on a plate and a glass of milk to leave for Santa Claus.
Yes, you run along and get them, dear. I must say, Betsy's eyes are as big as saucers. Now, just what are you up to?
Well, right now, I'm trying to hook up these tree lights.
You know what I mean, dear.
When you were little, didn't anybody ever wake you up and bring you downstairs to see Santa Claus?
Yes, twice. The second time I recognized him, and after that, I guess I was too old. But the first time, my, I was so thrilled.
Exactly. Pretty nice thing to remember, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's get the tree decorated and all that, and let's get to bed ourselves, because it's Christmas Eve, and Santa Claus will be waking us up.
This is Galen Drake. Say, would you like to know a modern, fast way to get temporary relief from minor rheumatic and arthritic pain? Well, just use new Minute Rub. You see, Minute Rub is greaseless, it won't stain, it smells good, it feels cool, and it works fast. And Minute Rub works fast without burning your skin. Now, as I told you, it's greaseless. Not like some of those old-fashioned, smelly, greasy things that used to rub off on your clothing and bed linen. New Minute Rub is the modern greaseless rub to help relieve minor rheumatic and arthritic pain. By the way, it's great for cold miseries and minor aches, too. New Minute Rub. Try it out, will you?
Betsy, honey, wake up. There he is.
Whoa, Dunner! Whoa,
listen! Honey, you hear that? Hear the reindeer on the roof and the sleigh bells?
Is that really Santa Claus?
Yes, darling, you better get downstairs and be there to greet him. Maybe he's already down there putting presents around the tree.
Where's Mommy?
Well, Mommy heard him too, darling. She's putting on her bathrobe and slippers.
Where's Aunt Effie?
Betsy, I think I heard Santa Claus.
Here you are, darling. Get your slippers on. That's the girl. Now you better hurry up. Santa's got lots of stops to make, so he can't stay too long.
Aren't you all coming down too?
Oh, sure, darling. We're coming now. You start on down. We're right behind you.
No.
Go on, honey. Go on. Hurry up.
This is so exciting.
Dear, who is it?
What do you mean, who is it? It's Santa Claus.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Betsy, aren't you going to say Merry Christmas to Santa Claus?
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Well, a very Merry Christmas to you too, Betsy. Have you been a good girl?
Yes.
Has she? Mommy? Daddy? Aunt Effie?
Oh, yes, indeed.
That's just fine because I've already put a present on the tree for you and I wouldn't want to have to take it back.
There's some cookies and milk for you.
Well, thank you, Betsy. You know, I get pretty hungry riding around over the rooftops and... Gee,
I've never had cookies like this.
Are you stopping at Mary Lou Beitner's house, too?
Hmm? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
What are you leaving for her?
Let's see. A sled.
A sled? She has a sled. She got one last Christmas. She wanted a magic painting set.
Say that's right.
Well, Santa Claus has lots of children here. Yes. He can't always remember exactly. Can you, Santa?
Can I feel your beard?
Well, now, look here. Don't you think I'm real? Well, come on. Go on,
wow! Yes, I really live up at the North Pole and all that icy snow.
Oh, yes, indeed. That's where my workshop is and all my helpers. And all year long, Mrs. Santa Claus and I are making toys.
How do you get food up there? Do they drop it to you by airplane?
Yes, they do, yes.
Then how did you get food before they invented airplanes? That's what Jimmy Owen said.
That's it, and I'm a fool, yeah.
Well, I just leave all the food problems to Mrs. Santa Claus. And now I've got to say, Merry Christmas to all, and to
Merry
all
Christmas. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Oh, Daddy, he's going right up to Germany.
Good heavens, he is!
My goodness!
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!
Why, it was Santa Claus!
Yeah.
All right. Now I finally got Betsy to sleep. Now stop chuckling over how clever you were and tell me how you did it.
Okay. I told Effie. Well, I never saw this guy that played Santa Claus. Never saw him before. I talked to his partner, you see. I'd heard about them.
Uh-huh.
They're chimney sweeps.
Chimney sweeps?
Yeah, and they do this every Christmas to kind of supplement their income.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But they can only do it where the chimneys are big enough.
Oh, how did they do it? I tell you, when he stepped back and crawled into the fireplace and then stood up and just whisked up the chimney.
Yeah.
Just whisked. Really, you know, I tell you, I just got this funny feeling.
Yeah, I know.
But the sleigh bells and the reindeer, I mean, it was all so real.
Tape recording that they put on over a loudspeaker outside in their small truck.
No.
Pretty effective, wasn't it, huh?
Wasn't it? I should say it was. It's like the real thing, I must say. Well, Betsy has just had the thrill of her life.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope so.
Oh.
At least she's got another year of childhood. We grow up fast enough, huh? And get old.
Yes, I guess so. Honestly, I'm so cute. Well, you've got me in such a dither over it, I don't think I'm going to sleep either. I guess we better, huh? Betsy will have us up early down there. Oh, good heavens.
What?
1:30, who could that be?
Yeah.
Grab it, dear, before I wake her up again. Just
hello.
Got her to sleep.
Who? Oh, yes. Yes, just telling my wife about you fellas.
tell me, very good, dear. Oh, just look like this.
What did you say? Well, wait a minute. What do you mean you won't be able to get here? Yes, I heard you. But, hello.
Well, what's the matter? Well, what is it, dear?
Well, they were here, but what does he mean?
Sorry, I don't know what you're saying at all. Who was it?
Santa Claus.
What?
Well, it wasn't Santa Claus. I mean, it was the guy I arranged it with. He said...
Yes?
He said they're having trouble with the equipment and couldn't get here.
Couldn't get here?
Yes. I tried to tell him that he, you know, he said they were working on the loudspeaker and if they could get it fixed, they'd be here.
Well, if they weren't here already, who was that? Who was he?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. As in years past, from now through New Year's, you'll be hearing many festive and important programs on CBS Radio. For fans of our winning 7 daytime dramas, there's delightful experience in store. To add to the spirit of the holiday, the leading characters in our serials will be visiting one another Christmas Day, spreading the best wishes of the season in a highly novel way. Who will be visiting whom? Well, that's something we can look forward to learning tomorrow. Be sure to take part in Visiting Day for many of the folks in CBS Radio's 7 dramatic serials, tomorrow, Christmas Day. Well, we may as well break down and admit this much now. The couple next door will be very much involved on their own program with Mother Burton. As usual, Mother will find something to complain about. And that's not all. The Pipers will pay their Christmas Day visit to Ma Perkins through Ma's radio. Part of an extraordinary Christmas Day is fun with the only shows of their kind in radio, The Winning 7 on CBS Radio.
Might as well hang up, dear. There's no sense trying to call their chimney cleaning company. Obviously, they're not there now.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just don't understand this.
Well, when he phoned, exactly, what did he say again?
He said, "Mr. Piper, this is Randall. Sorry we haven't gotten there yet, but our loudspeaker system broke down, so we're way behind schedule, but we'll get there if we can."
Uh-huh.
He sounded as though he was in a frantic hurry, and he said, "Terribly sorry," and he hung up.
Well, you think it's a... it's a joke, maybe fooling, you know. I mean,
why should it be a joke? I paid them to do a job. These two guys have been doing this for the last 10 years. It's business to them.
Well, as I said before, who was it that was here? Do you suppose it was Santa Claus?
Santa Claus. I mean, how
did... Well, you know, I did get a funny feeling when he, you know, just flew up the chimney. And there was a sort of mystical quality about it.
Oh, get hold of yourself, will you, for Pete's sake?
Well, me? Look at you, pacing the floor and smoking one cigarette after another. Oh, honey, admit it, you've got a strange feeling, too. There's something here, you know, that just can't be explained.
Oh, well, I'll admit I feel like getting the ladder out and going out on the roof to see if there are any reindeer tracks. What would I think if I found them?
Oh, well, get it before it wakes.
Hello? Yes, it is. You're darn right I'm the one you just called. What's going on with...
What happened?
Yes, I see.
What did he say? What did he say?
Yeah, they called us by mistake. They realized they'd been here. It's just... Hello? No, that's okay. Oh, no. My wife and I weren't upset. We just kind of wondered, you know. Oh, yes, you were just great. It's almost too good. Yeah, well, okay, Merry Christmas to you. Well, there. You see, as I said, there was certainly some logical explanation.
I almost wish there hadn't been.
Hmm?
Sometimes it's nicer not knowing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Of course, I never for one second believed, you know, that it was Santa Claus, but I just...
Here.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!
For Pete's sake, what was that?
What was what? I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear the sleigh bells and Santa Claus?
No. Oh, honey, you're not as old as you think you are. Now go to sleep, darling.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hawkins, thank you.